There's not a single person here that doesn't go through that. None of us. But you see, the Psalm 138 says, the Lord is perfecting that which concerns me. All right? Make it personal. Because what he's dealing with you is not what he's dealing with me. But he's perfecting that in every single person, every single one of us. Because we all deal with issues that are kind of similar, but maybe we deal it in a different way. So because of that, because he's perfecting that, what we have to learn to understand is when those thoughts come in, how do we break these clashing thoughts? In 1 Corinthians 9, which I'm going to read out, please. If you're there, let me know. Well, it's up there, isn't it? Thank you. Okay. So Paul is saying here, but it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them who what? Love him. Who love him. So just because we love him, he shadows us. I mean, he showers us is what I meant to say. He showers us with his blessing and his graces because his mercies are new every single morning. Clean slate every single morning. Yeah, right. Now, in verse 10, it says, but God has revealed them to us through his Holy Spirit, okay? Spirit with a capital S, all right? That means he's talking about God. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows, the things of man, except for the spirit of man. Now notice that spirit is small spirit. You're not talking about the Holy Spirit here. We're talking about the spirit of man, of what he allows to happen. Okay? So this is a completely different spirit. So there's the clash right there, which is within him. So even so, no one knows the things of God except by the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, again small s, but the Spirit, capital S, who is from God, and that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Freely given. The season of giving. And he's freely given that to us. This is why one of the reasons why we celebrate. But we just celebrate simply because he's God. You don't need no special occasion. Every season is this season, the season of giving. And he's given that to us. Now, the things that we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches us, but which the Holy Spirit teaches us, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Why is it two spirituals? Because he said, Holy Spirit and the Spirit of man. So he teaches us how to compare those things. It has nothing to do with the thought as much as it has to do with what we allow into our spirit. That's the issues that we deal with every single day. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. You see? We don't get judged. But yet in our minds we think like, oh, what are people going to think of us? He's wearing this in church. You don't do that. She's wearing this. She said this. She talks like this, not like this. Okay? Do you see what has been taught to us? How we have to act in church? We don't come here to get a spiritual buzz. Okay? We are here to be a blessing unto God, a blessing to him. Just because he deserves to be here. How much we let him in determines how much we give out, right? But I like at the end, it says, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. How How great can man be that he can instruct or counsel the Lord? None. Not happening. Right? So now, like I said, this clashes every single day. Every single day we deal with these clashes. And we decide who are we going to listen to, or who are we going to feel that we need to follow. We have to watch those feelings. Okay? Because I know God gave us a sense of feelings, but he doesn't deal with those things. He deals with the Spirit. Right? Because that's what he's given us. He's given us his Holy Spirit. So because of that, we can do the things that Jesus did. And even more so because he was restricted to one area. We can go out into the world and do this and perform what the things that God has for us. Right? The natural man cannot perceive the things of God, which we said. For instance, okay, let's just get to this. The Godhead. Father, Spirit, and Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Does that make sense? Doesn't make sense, right? How can one person be all three because of what we've been, of what we know? That's just not impossible. I mean, that's just impossible. Sorry. Right? How can it be born to a virgin? Not making sense here. It's something because the chapter before that, it says that the foolishness of God is wisdom to man. The foolishness of God. Now, we know there's no foolishness in God, but if it was foolish, that'd be wisdom to man. You know, I was reading something. A couple of years ago, it was said that man only uses 10% of his brain. And some, doctor, he said that that's not true. It's been a myth because the brain is always active and it's always working. So yeah, we do use it, but it's just where do we train ourselves to use this? See, once the Spirit of God is in you, you have the ability to understand the Word of God. So we don't have this excuse like, I don't understand the Bible. I don't understand it. I mean, these words, there's I don't know how many versions up there. You're going to find one, okay? You're going to find one that's going to suit you, that you're comfortable with. But not only that, we have the Holy Spirit to teach us. Line upon line, precept upon precept. This is the things that God shows us through his Holy Spirit. Now, in the spiritual realm, let's deal with the spiritual realm, which works different from the natural realm, okay? Because natural laws are subject to change, and it says that, right? Right? They're subject to change, but not the things of the Spirit. The things of the Spirit grow in us more and more. Increase automatically happens when we tune ourselves into the Holy Spirit, when we hear his voice, when we know, when we feel the Father's love and know that inside of us that we are confident that what we do to him will please him if we are right with God. You know, the Bible says that anything that you can ask for, believe that it is done in his name. But here's the thing, in his name and according to his will. What's his will? The word. You want to know what his will is? It's the word. And even though it's just words put together, it's a message from God. Just like what I'm saying is words. But if God puts something in my heart to share, then he's going to savor those words. Okay, he's going to put the spices of what we need. Perfect time to talk about spices, right? All right? So he spices those words so it becomes meat to us. No longer are we dealing with the milk when we were first born again. Now we're ready for the meat. We're ready to walk with him. At first, you know, those parents, you know, when you have an infant child, you guide that child. You guide that infant. When it gets ready to walk, you hold the hand, and you just walk. And think of that loving father, the loving father looking at us as he is walking us down. Hey, my kid is walking. It's time for me to instill other levels into him now, or her. The things, to be spiritually discerning, you have to be born of the Spirit, like I said. We have it even when we're just born again. It is still in us. It may be in an immature state, but it's still in us, okay? Because he's working those things out for us, all right? He's perfecting that which concerns me. His mercies, I can say in Psalm 136, his mercies are new every morning. You know, it's amazing how when you read that psalm, there's 26 verses in that psalm, and every single one of them ends with his mercies endure forever. Every single one of those. That's just God showing us, man, it's just nonstop. It's just nonstop. My mercies are new every single day, every day you're on this planet until you go to meet with him. His mercies are new every day because we need him. You know, and look, my wife can tell you, I'm not a morning person. I'm not, okay? Not until that coffee kicks in. Not so much where I drink it, when the coffee kicks in. Right? Right, yeah. But in that time, from the time I have the coffee, you know, from the time I wake up to the time I have that coffee, my head is going nuts. Because I haven't taken the authority to say right away as soon as I get up, okay, Lord, what do you want? I operate in the nighttime. Being a musician, who knew, right? But that's when I'm strongest. Now, my wife gets up. She's planning the day. Because that's how God works in her. See? How we need each other to balance each other out. That's why I said the helpmate, she helps me on the things that I don't have. Everything that I'm not, she is. That's what the Father blessed us with. Right? Now, moving forward, you have to know, you have to move forward in the things of God. If you want to get out of the mess you're in. You know, dealing with things that what we put in our heads and how we get up every morning, it's easy for me to say, I know people who know you, I had back surgery, right? And I had been believing God for a long time to, you know. In the natural, I have half a disc in my L5. So the back is never really aligned. In the natural. It doesn't mean God can install something in there. If you're spiritually discerned and you're tapped into that, he can do that. Natural man says, no, that's not possible. No, no, we can't do that. Mm-mm. You're beat, you know. But God said, I created a disc in you at the beginning. Don't you think I could do it again? It's how much I want to stand on that that'll determine how well I'll be. You know what I mean? Right. Yes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Amen. So, now I'm going to get into the deeper into the clashing. You know the word because you put it in you. You don't know it, you're not going to pray effectively. You know, when you have an insurance policy, you know, and you have to use it, and, you know, you get in an accident or something, God forbid, and you have to call the insurance company. They're going to tell you something like, okay, what kind of coverage do you have? What does your policy say? I don't know, I never read it. Do you have full collision on this? Do you have any other damages that you have? I don't know, I never read it. Why haven't we read it? Because we haven't taken the time to read it. So if you want to know the word, you got to put it in you. In any way. See, God can use any way that he wants to put his word in. You can do it right from reading, which is the best way, actually. Or if you can't read it, you can always listen. See, we have so many resources now to do that. So many resources to get the word in us. So when Jesus was tempted for 3 days. All right? What did the devil tempt him with? The word. The enemy knows the word. That's why he can turn it around in our minds and say, oh, that's not what the word says. That's not really what the word says. But how did Jesus get back to him? He knew the word because he was the authority on the word. So what did the devil do? Okay, I'll leave you alone for a season, bro. You know? For a season. But as we know, he came back. Right? But he stood on the word. After a while, the devil's like, okay, you got me there. But I'll be back. However, Jesus never lost his authority. What he did was fulfill the will of the Father to death. To death. In a beating that none of us can imagine. And still he had the authority in the midst of that. He had so much authority that he could tell the thief on the cross, this day you will be in paradise with me. He didn't say this in his prayer. He didn't say, forgive me, God. I said, you got to say this three times, a couple of, confessions, and here, we'll see you up there. He said, this day you will be with me, only because he honored his faith. A thief, he honored his faith. The wonder of God, right? Now, you have the natural laws, and you have the spiritual laws. Spiritual laws will always trump natural laws. Because God's word cannot change. He's not a man that he should change or that he should lie about it. See, Jeremiah 1 says that God is saying, says, I am around to perform my word. I will perform my word. He's always at work. So if we can understand that no matter what we're doing, if we're having a bad day, he's still performing his word. He's doing his word to perform it. He's still performing it. It's how much we want to grasp it. God showed me something a while ago, and I didn't want to believe it, because I thought of my limitations. And those limitations started to take over what God told me, because they just didn't make sense to me. And when he told me that you're gonna start preaching, dude, I'm a drummer. You understand? I'm a drummer. I'll say what I have to say on that, but I'm not opening my mouth. He said, fine. Being the patient God that he is, all right. Now, someone had to kick my butt, meaning Pastor Mike had to kick my butt and say, I need you to give a message. All right, where's the papers? Let me read it. I knew very well that when he asked, I had to do that. And I was saying, Lord, how's it going to happen? Funny. We heard Moses say the same thing, right? Oh, but I stutter and yeah. At 80 years old, not too far from me. Now, I didn't need to hear at that time when he said, before I left my old church, my pastor's wife looked at me and said, you're gonna be a pastor. I'm like, I don't want to rebuke you, sister, but I ain't about that. And she just looked at me and just said, all right, I didn't need to hear that message. I needed that like I need shampoo. All right? I didn't need to hear that. But however, yeah, same brother, right? We use the same shampoo. So understand that when your mind is telling you that you can't, God said, I put it in you. I know what I can get out of you. It's just you want to open your mouth or you don't. That gift will never leave. However, I don't want to stand before him and say, I disobeyed you because I didn't look the part. I didn't feel the part. That's something I'm not dealing with. None of us. None of us. What I say for me, three fingers back, okay, for all of you and for myself, I deal with the same things as anybody else. No different. we will never go above what our thought process is. In other words, we will never go above what we say. If I say I got a bad back, I won't be delivered that day. I'm going to let that thing affect me. It doesn't nullify the word of God. However, what it does, it just gives me away from God's protection. Every day that you wake up, until you're completely healed, we gotta confess that. The power of the tongue. It says in Proverbs 4:23, guard your heart with all diligence, because out of the issues, the issues of life will flow out of that. In other words, whatever's in our heart, we're going to say, right? So what are we going to say? Again, two things that clash. So we stay with what the Spirit of God tells us. You know why? Because we'll never go wrong with that. Never go wrong with that. It's just how much are we willing to do that? On the way over here, man, all of a sudden we're about 10 minutes away from here. And I was fine all morning, trying to remember the songs that we're doing and just playing everything in my mind. I said, Lord, bring what I studied. Bring it to my remembrance when you need it. All of a sudden, this thought just came on me. Oh, my gosh. After prayer, I feel like I got to open up the door for prayer. And when I feel, and I got, oh, my gosh, we got to get the equipment to work together. And we got to make sure that the sound is right. And the equipment wasn't working. I'm thinking, and then I got to go preach. And then I got to close the place up. And I'm saying, I told Debbie, I'm like, I'm a little overwhelmed. And she goes, what's your message about today? Thought process. Thank you, dear. But that's what I needed to hear, because now, you see what happened? I confessed something that I was going to be overwhelmed. And had I allowed it, I would have been overwhelmed. I would have been standing up here shaking. But God has given me a confidence right now. I don't know why. I don't feel I deserve it, but he does. So he don't care about what I feel. He doesn't care about that. Just do what I called you to do and everything will be cool. It's easier said than done, all right? Because the first thing that we have to, once we put the word into us, the first thing that's got to come out is the word. Right? If you're filled with the word's going to come out of you. It's great to see the gifts that everybody is starting to come out with in here. Because there's something happening here. There's a new level that we're going to, which God hasn't revealed that to me, but I know the expectancy, okay? I know the expectancy of what is happening. It's just, I'm excited about it. It's like when you're going on vacation, that, you know, going to that vacation spot, you're like, oh, I can't wait to get there. Can't wait to get there. Man, it's going to be so much fun. We're going somewhere. And it's not through me, it's through Pastor Mike, okay? Who, by the way, sends his love to everybody, Pastor and Tiffany. So be prepared for that. Be prepared for the next level of where God has taken us. And every time that God reveals a little bit more about that expectancy, then I start to get excited. Then I don't start to look at the things around or what we don't have. Because then the glass is half full, half empty rather. We have to think half full. And he is the one that fills us, right? God doesn't drain us of anything. He removes things that we're not supposed to have, even though we think we do. So when we start to understand the thought process, we start to control our tongue, because in Proverbs 18 it says the power of the tongue, and the James talks about it, life and death are the power of the tongue. The great thing about James is how he describes it. It's the smallest part of a ship, the rudder. But if that rudder ain't working, that ship has no direction to go. It'll just keep turning aimlessly. So you see, when we control that through the power of the Holy Spirit living in us and in the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, again, that wisdom is not something that's natural. It is something that we have to partake in. We have to dig in, because the Holy Spirit says he searches all things. That means there's nothing left out of this. He searches all the deep things of God to be able to reveal them to us. He searches them. What we do, he researches and he does all that stuff of what he needs to search through us, and we tap in. We tap in. Everything we need is already in us. When we've accepted him, everything that we need is in us already. How much of it do we use? Oh, I got to go to work tomorrow. After 4 days off, I got to go to work tomorrow. Oh, man, I hate Sundays. Whatever do we think about, he gave us a job. He gave us the ability to earn money, to support our families. He gave us that ability to do so. And who are we to tell him, I hate work? But if you hang out in that kind of negative attitude, negative environment, then your job does suck. Me being a person that's not working because of declared me permanently disabled, in my head, I miss working. I miss working a lot. So now God takes something, because he didn't cause this to happen, you understand? He didn't cause this accident, the fall for me to happen so that I could live this way. And don't even think about that stuff that, oh, God allowed that to happen. No, I opened the door, you understand? I opened the door for this fall. My wife told me months before that, I think you should stop doing that. It was during a gig that it happened. I said, maybe you should stop doing that. I didn't listen. And doing something simple, fell down the stairs. Did God cause that to happen? Does he cause sickness to happen? There's no sickness in him. How can he give it up? But because I let that door open, the enemy came in. And he had fun. But I allowed it to happen. Because I didn't do what was needed to happen. See, that's the great thing about having your helpmate. Is that your helpmate, usually women are more discerning than men. Yeah, right. I'm giving you the chance. Come on. Okay. So, had I listened and I said, you know what, God, that's not just my wife talking. You're talking through my wife. Right? So now, God didn't put me in this position. He doesn't put sickness on. He's got no sickness to give out. So that's why when we pray the results. We don't pray the problem. We pray the results. You have people, oh man, God gave me this tumor, you know, oh, to show me a lesson. Or he put me in a hospital bed to show me a lesson. Really? And if that's God, why don't you pray for another tumor? Get a matching set. You see how stupid we can pray? You know what I'm saying? We have to understand that he is the deliverer. He's the one that helps us. He's the one that makes sure, because he provided that for us. It's going to be total deliverance for you. Total deliverance for you. Complete. From every hair on your head right down to the very bottom. Every cell in you is completely healed. Isaiah 53 says, you know, by his stripes we were healed. We are healed, rather. Peter talks about it. He said, we were healed. You ever see that? He said, we were healed. Isaiah was looking to the cross. Peter talked from the cross. Amen. We have that healing. As long as we can understand and claim it, So it's mine. It's mine. And I'm not letting it go. I'm not letting it go. Your days are going to get stronger. You're not going to have good and bad days. Your days are going to get stronger. So we understand, because of this clashing of thoughts, we're living in a backwards kingdom, you understand? According to natural laws. The world says hoard it so you can have it. And God says give so you can have. Doesn't make sense, right? You know we're supposed to love our neighbor and our brother, but God says love your enemy. That one sucks. If someone strikes you, turn the other cheek. I have a real hard time with that one. Now, it doesn't mean in a physical sense, but in the Jewish tradition back then, if someone slapped you, if you turned the other cheek, that's an offense to that person. You just belittled that person. It has nothing to do with the physical. It has to do with an offense of what that culture is, what it was about. You offended that person by turning it like that didn't affect me. You know, when boxers, somebody hits you and they smile like that didn't hurt. Well, that's exactly what that's about. But he tells you to turn the other cheek. Why? Because that's what you're telling the enemy. Hit the other one because I love you with the love of Christ, not with the love of Danny. Because I don't. But however, the love of God in me. The love of God, as the word says, is shed abroad in our hearts, right? Yes. So we don't have a choice but to love. We love because he first loved us. That's our first. When you're talking about someone getting back to their first love, someone who's walked away from the Lord, you go back to your first love. Because that's the only reason why we can love. Because we serve a God that we don't see. Seeing is believing, right? And he said believing is seeing. Backwards in the natural mind. Again, sickness and healing. You want to be sick? We can be sick. You want to get healed? Hey. Choose you this day whom you do, you know? Philippians 4 talks about what to do with the mind. Whatever is pure, truth, holy, and so on. What does it tell you to do at the end? Think of these things. Think on these things. He's trying to help you during this time. He said, look, all the good thoughts, the world says, the world, a lot of the so-called, New Age things is that think positive thoughts, positive energy. It doesn't nullify it. They're right. They're right. If you speak the word of God, that is positive. Not if you trust in the crystal. But if you trust in the power of God in you, okay? We walk in here into this environment. This is a positive environment. There is an energy that comes out through that. And we just soak up that energy. So with the natural thinking, we go by facts, okay? And the facts is really just, when you see something and you examine it, that becomes a fact to you. The truth always supersedes the fact. Science is the study of what God has done. If you could ever see what the universe looks like, I was just looking at that last week, or what the earth looks like compared to the sun. And we live on this earth. And then it goes past the Milky Way, the galaxy, when you see that, you can't even see the sun. Now, understanding that, you're going to tell me that there's no God? He created everything in there. He called them. This star stays in here. This planet stays on here. He called it by speaking it because he had the authority. We have authority. You understand? We have authority. Look, a policeman can go on the road, but there's no way that physically that policeman can stop an 18-wheeler coming at him. He doesn't have that power. We don't have the power that the enemy has. Physically, we don't have that. That's why we don't wrestle against things of flesh and blood. But what we do is we have the authority. By when he sticks that badge out, he has the authority to stop that vehicle. Yes. We have the authority in the name of Jesus. Yes. To carry on his will, to do what's right for us, and to increase his kingdom. Because that's what we're all about, is increasing his kingdom. That's what it's all about. I don't care what you do. Everything that you do, that you put your hands to, will prosper. Why? Because the word says so. John 5 says, I pray, I hope that you prosper and be in health. Prosper, there's two things. Prosper and be in health. So that means you can prosper in the material of what you need, because God will supply all of my need, not my wants, all of my needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. This is not a name it and claim it thing, because name it and claim it, this has become like the church thing now, okay? Well, you don't want name it and claim it. You don't want to do that. So what's it better to say? Declare and decree? Is that better? Is that any better? We're doing the same thing either way. Now, if you're praying for a Mercedes-Benz when you need a regular car, nothing wrong with the Mercedes, right? It's just where your heart is. I don't want a mansion. I don't want to take care of that. Nor do I want servants doing that either. I can clean up pretty good, right, honey? I love that lady. But you see, yeah, right? She's all right. So you understand what I'm saying, people? Okay, family? Step out on the word of God. When he puts that unction in you to do something, just go ahead and do it. You may be taking a chance. It's a good chance to take. The odds are always for you. This is why I'm standing here when he asked me to do this. I didn't want to. I don't want to drive an hour to come over here. But God said, I got a calling for you. Well, why can't it be closer? I have more time to talk to you in that hour. We don't understand the things that God does in our lives. We don't understand that because of the natural ways of how we think. But the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts, and man, you can't get any more positive than that. So again, choose you this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord, and so will you. Because I know you want the best from God. So what's this whole thing comes down to? Well, we have to understand that there is a waiting period because the Lord is perfecting that. All right? That helps to make this season even better. I'm sorry, just think of this. Christmas, the season to go, fa-la-la-la-la. So this is the season two. There you go. Okay, well, that's what I had to share, what God put in my heart. I pray that it was clear to you. It was kind of like this in my head, but I share that to you because of my love for you and because God loves you even more so, that he He chose to pass this on to you. He put this message in me so that I can share it with you and understand that in this season and in any season, that He is truly Lord over your life. And when we have that, there is no weapon that the enemy can form that can work against us. The weapon will be formed. Yes, it will be. But it's not going to work against us because of the power of God that's in us. I can say for myself, I haven't fully tapped into that yet. And I'll be doing that every day until I go to meet Him. Then I can have Christmas dinner with Him, you know, and my dad. I'm sensing God is doing something else. I'm just waiting on Him. Please just pray, please. Pray in the Holy Spirit.